USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The White House reported President Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday morning. The two spoke for about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Ian Chong from the National University of Singapore on Germany's public broadcast service.
On the Xi side, it's not that he's going for election. I think it's pretty clear he has his third term. It's about him being able to push his agenda through, being able to put his key allies into important positions.
Illegal immigrant Harrison Fuentes, accused of raping a 10-year-old girl from Ohio, is being held without bond. On Thursday, prosecutors said the girl confirmed her attacker, and DNA testing proved law enforcement has their guy. Franklin County Judge Julie Lynch at the bond hearing Thursday.
This man lived in the home with this child. To allow him to return to that home, the traumatic and psychological impact would be undeserving to an alleged victim.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Amazon reported slowing sales and a net loss for the second straight quarter. Strength in their cloud computing business was shadowed by continued weakness in its wheelhouse retail operations. Revenue for the tech giant marked Amazon's slowest growth in roughly 20 years. During a non-election cycle in the summer of 2020, Democrat leaders were pushing the defund the police movement. With a large spike in violence and murders in some American cities, let's flash back to the summer of 2020 on the route. Michigan's Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We look at budgets and they're overwhelmingly focused on policing and correction systems and the criminal justice system. I think you do all those other things, you don't need all the money that's going to the police department. So, yeah, I mean, the spirit of it, I do support that spirit of it.
Going up against Whitmer, Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan, Tudor Dixon on Fox News.
She's a great gaslighter. I mean, right now she's also telling us that she increased auto jobs in the state, and that's a complete lie. They're trying to attack me because they're scared of me. She knows I'm leading in the polls, but I find this really interesting in the state of Michigan because the Democratic Governors Association hasn't gotten involved in any Republican races yet so far this cycle, except for ours. And this is a very pointed attack. To have more than $2 million go into an ad in the last 7 days of the primary just to get me out of there, she's definitely afraid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.